The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS, is a common and often debilitating condition in Ireland. They reckon as many as one in five may suffer from it from time to time. Females, especially younger females, as twice as likely to be affected as males. I'm joined now by Dr. Deirdre O'Donovan, consultant in gastroenterology at Blackrock Clinic. Deirdre, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, people will think of IBD and IBS, and there is a difference.
Yes, and a very important difference, actually. So IBS, as you mentioned, irritable bowel syndrome, is something that many people in the community at some point in their lives will experience some symptoms of. IBD, on the other hand, inflammatory bowel disease, is a whole different animal and is something that can make people quite unwell and quite sick and needs to be addressed really by a specialist in the area. So very, very different conditions.
Now, a syndrome often will be described by a variety of symptoms rather than one single symptom. So what is IBS?
You're absolutely right. It usually is a compilation of symptoms, and it can vary from one person to the next. But the cardinal, I suppose, the cardinal feature of it is abdominal pain or tummy discomfort. If you're not experiencing some level of discomfort associated with the symptoms, it's difficult to make a diagnosis of IBS. So discomfort is number one. That might be pain for some people. It might be just a sense of discomfort for others. And often then you might find that people either have some sort of trouble with their bowel habit, either they're swinging towards diarrhea, or maybe they're a little bit more constipated, or in fact, maybe they're both. One day they're constipated, the next day they have diarrhea. And then other people have a fairly regular bowel habit but suffer very badly with abdominal bloating. But in all three, they all have a sense of discomfort as part of the key features.
It sounds like it might be hard to diagnose definitively.
And it is tricky because there is no one test that diagnoses IBS. And I think a lot of people find that very frustrating. They'll come in to me and say, but look, all the tests have been done and nothing has shown up. And that's the key with irritable bowel syndrome. In fact, you do the tests to exclude other things. But irritable bowel syndrome is primarily diagnosed based on the history, based on the story. So if you have somebody who comes in with abdominal discomfort or tummy pain and they have some alteration in their bowel habit and they have no concerning features, and I guess that's an important thing to mention, you never will have any bleeding with irritable bowel syndrome. You won't be up at night time with diarrhea or pain with irritable bowel syndrome. It's a syndrome that is really active while you're awake during the day. When you go to bed, your gut should also go to sleep, and all those irritable bowel syndromes should die down. If you're having symptoms at night, it is not irritable bowel syndrome, and that needs attention.
Deirdre, looking to the possible causes, I've often heard the expression, you know, someone has a nervous tummy.
Yes.
Which means that, you know, they are nervous about their tummy because it is a bit unpredictable. What might be the cause of the syndrome?
Yeah, well, listen, you know, you've sort of hit it on the nose there. That idea of the nervous tummy, I think, highlights one of the really important potential causes. We don't really fully understand what causes irritable bowel syndrome, but we do know in many people there's a very strong gut-brain connection. So that idea that you might be nervous about an exam that you're going into, for example, or nervous about an interview, and suddenly you have to rush off to the loo because your bowel reacts to that sort of low-level anxiety. And sometimes people may not even feel anxious, but it's very much a subconscious reaction within the bowel. So we know that there's a strong gut-brain connection. We know in other people, your gut bacteria probably play a big role in the symptoms. The one group of people that we can sort of put a finger on a cause are those people who might have picked up a bad infection in their bowel, maybe bad food poisoning, and having had a very normal bowel before the food poisoning, are left afterwards with this irritable bowel, so complete change. So that's one group where we can very clearly identify a cause at the beginning of the symptoms. But for many, it's a little bit more tricky, and you sort of have to take the whole picture, because people will have their own individual experiences with their own irritable bowel syndrome.
Now, some people, you know, do have to rush to the loo, as you say, before a driving test, before an exam. And I would consider that relatively normal. You know, he was essing himself before a match even or whatever.
That's absolutely.
When it's happening all the time for maybe very little reason, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. And I suppose that's the difference. It's when it's beginning to become more of an interference with your daily life. It's actually stopping you from getting on and doing what you need to do every day. The symptoms are interfering with your sort of quality of life. That's when we really begin to pay attention to them. So now, many people may have some mild symptoms and really no further attention needs to be paid to them. But when they're increasingly present and debilitating and you're running in and out to the loo all the time, or maybe you're not able to go to the loo at all, those symptoms really need to be addressed.
Now, what can you do? I mean, are there dietary regimes that might help? Are there any supplements you can take or whatever?
There's lots that you can do. And I suppose the first thing that people might do is keep a little bit of a diary of their symptoms so that they begin to understand, what are my symptoms? You know, maybe I'm thinking that I have a lot of diarrhea, but maybe in between that diarrhea, I'm not actually going to the loo for a couple of days. So it might be that that it's a swinging problem, because the diet, I suppose, will vary depending on what the symptoms are. For people who are quite constipated with their IBS, maybe they need to introduce a little bit more fiber into their diet, introduce some linseeds, take more water, keep themselves well hydrated. On the other end of the scale, if diarrhea is more of the problem, then you might want to pull back a little bit on the fiber, pull back on all the nuts that we all sort of put into our diets, because they might be too much for you. And indeed, you know, fruit and sweeteners that we find in foods, sorbitol, for example, all those sweeteners that people add, taking those out of the diet might really help the symptoms. It goes without saying that reducing stress, getting a better night's sleep, that's going to help everybody to a degree. And then the other thing that I find very helpful is to use a good probiotic. And I'd often suggest people try a probiotic for about 2 months to see, does it make a difference to their symptoms?
Yeah. Now, there's a probiotic which you add to your diet, I suppose, and it can be in a yogurt or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And then there's a prebiotic, which is a completely different sort of thing.
Absolutely. So the probiotic is, you're taking the bacteria, the live bacteria, and you're introducing that into your gut. And we know that that can really help symptoms for quite a number of people. Prebiotics then is the idea that you're taking something in that might help promote a more beneficial gut bacteria microbiome. So you're sort of trying to enhance your own levels of gut bacteria. Both can be useful, but I would usually go first to a probiotic if you want to see, try and make a big difference to the symptoms.
Yeah. Now, people in Ireland always ask about alcohol. Does it affect IBS one way or the other?
I think for the vast majority of people it does, and it's one of the questions I'll always ask people, and usually they will reluctantly admit that it makes things a bit worse. So again, trying to cut back on alcohol for lots of reasons is a good idea, but certainly for irritable bowel syndrome.
Now, stress, sometimes you can't avoid stress. It's part of, I mean, I imagine if I was a Dublin bus driver or a taxi driver, I might live my life in stress, although maybe they just get used to the aggro. Sometimes it's impossible to reduce your daily stress.
Absolutely, it can be. And I suppose what you're trying to do is, in that sense, desensitize the bowel if possible. The stress remains there. If you can't get rid of it, it's not always possible. You're trying to desensitize the bowel so that it's not reacting in the same way. So we will sometimes achieve that through the use of certain probiotics. Sometimes dietary modification will help. And then for a small number of people, we might use medications specifically designed to desensitize the bowel.
Vitamin D, it has a role perhaps?
Yeah, vitamin D for lots of reasons is going to improve your immune defences. We've seen that through the pandemic. Many people in Ireland are vitamin D deficient. We just don't really get the sunshine. And so certainly over the winter months, it is a useful supplement to take.
A few questions from our listeners. Can you ask Dr. Donovan if H. pylori can cause IBS? That's from Tom.
So that's a good question. So H. pylori is a little bacteria that we often find living in the stomach, often for many, many years. It can cause inflammation of the stomach and indeed can cause stomach ulcers. It's not a cause of irritable bowel syndrome.
All right. I get diarrhea about 30 minutes after eating in restaurants or having other rich meals. Could that be IBS?
Yes, indeed, it could be. And often, I suppose, coming into that umbrella of IBS are people with certain food intolerances. They may be quite sensitive either to particularly fatty foods, or they might be sensitive to foods that are rich in certain sugars. We talk about these FODMAPs, these natural sugars that some people are very sensitive to, and they can end up with diarrhea very soon afterwards. So again, sometimes sitting down and documenting what you've eaten to try and figure out what the trigger is can be really useful. And sometimes sitting down with a dietitian to do that is very helpful.
Okay, and a final question. I suffer from IBS. It happens regularly to me, excruciating stomach pain and back pain and diarrhea. But I've had a camera in my tummy and my specialist said it was stress related. And my question is, could it be IBD and not IBS?
So I suppose the role of getting a camera test done so that you have a good look in is to outrule IBD. So even though the symptoms are very severe, and you know, we all see patients with very severe symptoms with IBS, the more severe the symptoms doesn't imply that it's now IBD. So it is IBS. If you do the camera test, you've outruled IBD. So, you know, the specialist may be correct in what they're saying, but then there's approaches to take to try and improve those symptoms.
Dr. Deirdre O'Donovan, consultant in gastroenterology at Blackrock Clinic, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.